Tailing.
Tailing.
What, real tailing? Yes. Put him in the cold hard back.
The picket fence.
The boys got.
No, I don't know much about that. No.
Did it, any of them ever make fences out of stones or rocks, anything?
Stones, yeah.
They were put the floor.
They make stone fence, rock.
Put the way.
This whole rock out of the way. And this.
Little bigger, you can't stand. You just have
to. You were telling me about a.
Stand straight or lay down.
Oh, what about your hogs? And did you ever pin those hogs up or anything?
Oh, yeah. We
never did see the floor.
We'd pin them. Help them get them.
What do you call those things if you put the hogs?
Sardol, getting fatter.
Food?
If we wanted to.
What would you put it in?
Oh, if we wanted to. Well, real fat when we put it in the pen, you know, fat.
My boy over young.
My boy's got two over young.
Yeah, I think I've done that. Never found that white, you know.
Fat been good in that pen.
Some boards nailed up.
Some people put the floor in that pen.
Yeah, I've done that.
Floor. Put it away. You can't turn around. Just go in there. When it gets a little bigger, you can't turn. You just have to say, stand straight or lay down.
Oh, what, why do they do that?
He's always flop.
He was working his hat off.
And,
in fact, I never did do it. Never did use the floor. Well, it's all the soap.
What'd you call those things that you put the hog's food in when he was in the pen?
What about the real hog?
Yes, sir, what would you put it in?
Oh, we'd make a trough.
The old people called him boy.
I just got ready to give him some boy over there.
What about it?
Yeah, I think I'd tell you that. Brother side that white gate back in there.
Yes,
sir. See some boards nailed up back there. Yeah, going there. He dressed about.
What if they didn't
know to grow up? 249.
All of them, they
what did they call him then?
What would you call a bucket that you take his food out to him? You know, you call it.
We call it a slop bucket.
And can you tell me, you mentioned a pig. Did you have a name for him when he got just a little bigger than a pig?
Well, they call it a shoat.
And those long teeth.
Big hog.
What about the male hog? What did they call him?
They call him a boar. The old people call him boar. They call him male.
And what about it? You know, if they didn't want him to grow up into a boar, what would they have to do to him?
Well, just going to boys, wouldn't do nothing.
Well,
there's some marching. We'd mark him and cut the air, you know.
Well,
what if they didn't want him to grow up to a boy?
Well, they cut him. All of them would cut him.
What did they call him then after he'd been cut?
Bear.
What about the female? What'd y'all call her?
They just bought something.
Sow. Or gill. When she was a gill.
Pretty mean if they grew up
wild. When she got out, she's a sow.
Those long teeth, what'd y'all call those?
Tough. Come out like that.
They're not going down for me then, man.
You're talking about those hogs. Did you have a name for one that grew up wild out in the woods and, you know, didn't really belong to anybody? Kind of long. Any special name for those kind of hogs?
Well, there was a lot of them raised that way. They'd get off.
That's pretty good prep them, too.
I like. I had some out there that I didn't take.
The two streams of bed.
Don't keep out from them, they get drifted off, you know.
Oh,
somebody would get them. No. They'd get off and have pigs. Maybe drift back someday.
They get pretty mean if they grew up wild like that?
Well, yeah, they're pretty
good. Lifestyle. We got an old male.
They're most of runs when they do when they get wild, but you put it all back. They'll get you. They walk one down for me one time. Cut that one right there.
That was a pretty bad cut.
There. It was just that wide when it come open.
Oh.
Along with that
thing. It looks
like it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You set them too. Harvey's there.
Uh-huh.
And the two streams of bed. Right there. That's shooting
there. Oh, that take you to hospital?
No.